And we got down, of course, different reasons from the networks and the family. The only reason is based on the fact that we're living in the past of the that the Dalit in the Shannon says the Eda is here. And the Gershon God doesn't say Dalit in the Shannon says the Eda, but Nasha Chasman comes out from the Eda. And the Gershon says Dalit the Eda. And Nasha Chasman comes out that there are three paths to the Eda. It's not that the Eda is described, or facing the Eda, or the Vachachachi. It's not that these are just repetitions. A description of the same experience time is very different from Shannon, it's a very different aspect of the experience in time. And it's also described why the Chacham is running the in fourth place and God wanted to start in fifth place, so you really have five parts to the Gula. So they just come out of the essence and the person is getting what they say for, etc. So why shouldn't there be five places? The big topic in Rabbi Mendel Kasher's Haggadah, Haggadah Shlomo, and his son, Kippah, he wrote a lot, definitely a lot. He wrote a lot about the Kol Kanishi, because in the mind, I'm just talking about the Gula, because of Paris and another Kanaan, discussing the issue of the fifth place. Sometimes I say that adoption on other different types of the public place. The difference is only the five places. No one talks about fifth place, it's not the three places. Other places that we don't know. And the fifth place is an issue about from the different jurisdictions exactly what the Kanaan has to say about this. So there is some kind of an issue of the fifth place that's apparently based on, according to this town, but it's based on the dollar Gula, the government of Central Gula. So it's based on the fifth lesson of Gula, the fifth aspect, namely the Hebraeus Kamar Ha'ayat. One of the big Rabbanim in Europe, Baal Levin, is killed by the Nazis, but the grandfather of Baal Levin is here, that's my cousin, Baal Levin. So Baal Levin is not related. I'm related to Baal Levin to his mother, not to his father. So his grandfather wrote in his paper in Hadassah Ha'ayat an interesting comment. Why went to Hakam and Mishakim, a great Kamishi as a career? So he suggests that maybe the Dalit Gula is took place already, and we will learn from that. I'll say to the staff, to the officers, to the top guests, to the young. All of those already took place in the manner. They were a great guest from Al-Hawaii, such an assertion. See, I did that place, but from day number one, it was already determined that they were going to be kicked out of Al-Hawaii. But when it first comes out, and it's being unfinished, based on a position in the Chester and in Tulum, that it was already known. And the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, that after the very first time into Eretz Yisrael, they would be chased out, they would be sent into Golis. So he still has an account of Kali on the Moshe Rabbeinu, what he was called Ha'oyah. And that's perfect. So he says it doesn't. Really, the Mabi Yisrael, they're really better than Moshe Rabbeinu, but he says he couldn't. But already, the days of Moshe Rabbeinu really knew that they were going to, they were going to be chased out of Eretz Yisrael. You know, he's even perfect to pass it. He might as well be a called Ha'oyah, that there will be a Golis, and the Jews will be scattered all over the world. That's the chat and the problem is an animal. You might have thought it's and at that time they would be thought Hashem all over the world by the fact that the Jews would be living all over. But it's funny that the Jews would drive the missing country and be a thought Hashem, maybe a thought Hashem. The Jews are the biggest criminals and the gangsters in the Israelis, but they won't be the mother thought it's Kahara. And the assumption that the Jews will be sent into Gaulis and the Scottish Sakara, but that would be mother thought it's Kahara. So the Haftahara, they say it's Kahara, it's in their numbers, not at this time, it wasn't yet determined, but later, when they entered into Eretz Yisrael, it was already known at that time that they were going to be sent out. And here Abu Nami, when they returned to Eretz Yisrael at the beginning of the opinion by Hashem, it was already known in advance from the Ruach Shlomo HaMelech that they that the second day some Midrash is going to be destroyed and that there will be a Golis Galil hidden by Hashem. Because Shlomo HaMelech said that in Chomer he lived in Alei HaKir Yosef in Galil to not say Alei HaKir Yosef in Shri HaKir Yosef. So the young Yuma, at the end of the first 10 times in that passage, in Yalut HaChomer, the whole of the Israel will go together to build the second day some Midrash, then live in Alei HaKir Yosef, and then the day some Midrash, the second day some Midrash will be like one knows of nothing, just like nothing. They don't know nothing. Shalom says there's a lot of ways to the second Beit HaMikdash, so not that. And it would be the ultimate Beit HaMikdash. The other thing, if hardly anybody will show up, then that's why Nahal Yachar is and the second Beit HaMikdash would be like a wood in the hut. So just like wood, Chalek and Shalom says the second Beit HaMikdash will rot away and will be destroyed. So they, when they get the second Beit HaMikdash, they said, if hardly anybody showed up, you might say in the first place of the office. That says, Ayyadu Amma Tikkan Yisro. So they were swept over the Yadu. So why did he say twice, Ayyadu Amma Hashem, Ayyadu Amma Tikkan Yisro? The big mother says that, sort of Nibu, when they wrote him after Nibu, that when they said, Abeno, Bnei Yisrael said at that time, Ayyadu twice, they were referring to the two times that Bnei Yisrael was swept over the Yadu. two times that they were entering into ICC. The first time they made it, they said, no, whatever they were doing. The program originally was, and then they told them, of course, over the Yahoo group, right after the Yahoo group. And then because of the fact that the Yahoo group would be late for 40 years, and then because of the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, they were promised that they had a guy in the Midrash, and then Moshe Rabbeinu was before his Christian age came over. So the reason why they said, Yahoo Hashem, they were talking about the police or lawyers. And then they said, they didn't understand the fact that they were talking about Midrash, but they had a mass media, Yahoo, if you come into that, there's referring to the second police or lawyers. So they're already assuming this Russian of Yahweh twice is assuming that the police laws will not be an ultimate, not be an everlasting one, that there will be a goalie, a Kurban and a goalie, and they will have to enter ICC a second time. And on the assumption that they'll enter a second time, so the Gemara is really harmless that the Ophelahan Lutheran, they really deserve Lutheran laws, it should be such a spectacular police law, it's the second time in the days of Gelfin Akamia, just like they had in the first time in the days of, and they didn't show the moon, that they were conquering all the land, and none of the Jewish soldiers were killed, and they were listening to Islam, and everything was a Malam and a Torah. So that's why it says, Yahweh, that they deserve that the Tzmit HaShliya, the Mayu, show the moon, should be in the same way as the Tzmit HaShliya, and the Mayu, the Tzmit HaShliya, the Mayu, as an Echam, should be in the same fashion with the listening of Lord, the same way that the Tzmit HaShliya was the Mayu, show the moon. Or it's a Dharam Lahem Achet, because they still, what was the thing? So the person who gave the Tashib Shah, but no one showed up. When they were entering the Tashib the second time, hardly anybody showed up. After they talked, there was hardly anybody. The whole purpose of going to the Tashib the second time was to build the Beis HaMikdash in order to bring that down. So Ezra looked around as the people were halfway, the people had already come halfway, so they looked around and said, they weren't enough in the room. The man of Beis HaMikdash, he told everybody to stay where they are. He went back to Bevel in order to schlep the room, it was like pulling things, he had to go schlep more of the room. And that's why Ezra Khanis was our room, he finalized the room that they should give the nice solution to the Quran. And Moran Siddur discusses the nature of that snap. Moran Siddur says that the letter should snap, and the system is not so clear. The person should explain really the Gemara sees in the system of Ezra. But the Gemara interprets it, not how it's a historical tradition, no person should speak in Ezra like that. The system did say the words are not the room, and it's the room. So you run the Beis HaMikdash and you had to go back to get more of them, but it doesn't, that says in the speech of the faith, but it doesn't say the same, that he penalized the Levian to give away the nice solution to the Kohanim, that doesn't say. The faith is sure, it's how the Gemara said that in the text. The Gemara says, because God, Lahem Achet, because they didn't all go up together in the beginning of Bai Shemi, that's why there's going to have to be a Golish, Liana, and a Gula Ha'atidah, after the third Beis HaMikdash. And we assume that that's it. I'm not going to say that we're not going to be a third Kurban Beis HaMikdash and a third goal. That's going to be it. So that's what Rabban Levi suggests in this paper, that the reason why the Chachamim were never mistaken in the third Chamisim is because they raised the Eskhanai Ha'aret from the time they entered Eretz Yisrael in the days of the Shulchan Aruch, they already knew in advance in the middle of the traveling from the Midbar that this is not going to be the ultimate truth of the Lord. And when they entered Eretz Yisrael the second time in the days of the Shulchan Aruch, they also knew. They already heard from Yisrael HaMalach in here. In Delhi, Nasir Aliyah Khalid. It's going to be a Shrat Aliyah. Then it's going to be like Tariq and Shalit. They'll be like this. That the second Beis HaMikdash will begin to destruction and the whole thing of history will end in a Golis and a Kurban and a Golis. So they are waiting for Tanai Ha'ayah. So God was partially fulfilled. The Mayor of the Moon, the Mayor of the Muhammad wasn't fully fulfilled yet. So Lost in Lover, that's what the Rachel has suggested. Lost in Lover. Well, the Chachamim will probably be stuck in the Teich HaMikdash in the holidays, as a Chazal. Won't be a Machlev Zepat and a Chachamim in different years is what the story is. But it's never to be like that. That's the suggestion on the Pasuk Vehebeit Yeh Chamilah. Vehebeit Yeh Chamilah Ha'aret. And the Pasuk continues, and it's not the Eta Lecham Mori Asher, Ami Asher. It's instead of giving to the Jewish people as Mori Asher. Instead of saying, you say it says Mori Asher. The same appears in and so he's not entirely the one who mentioned by Yosef, he left the answer that because he's a by Yosef, it's not a Yerusha. Yerusha, the comments on the Russian by Yosef as opposed to Yerusha, that my Yosef means that it's not as strong as Yerusha. Yerusha means that my rich uncle dies and I can do whatever I want. And by Yosef, it's not an inheritance, it's a heritage, something that I have to transmit to the next generation. Some think that my Yosef means that I'm not a full balance, not 100% full balance. So the scripture seems to be implying, the Talmud doesn't speak about this, the Talmud says that that's the difference between the word Yerusha and Mayash. The Talmud means, of course, that I'm a Pesach and Pesach even on emotion. The Talmud's coming. But the word Mayash means that you're not as strong and balabot over what you inherit as you would have been if you would have said Yerusha. So what is the significance of the word Mayash? the practice is that both Italia and IOTCL, it's not really a Yerusha. Yerusha means that the rich uncle dies and he leaves me $50 million, and if I'm in the prison, I can go squander the money away. I can bet on the horses, I can gamble it away, I can invest, I can put it away in my salami and put the salami in the kitchen. Whatever the guy wants to do with the money, he can do it. He can pay, do whatever he wants. But on the other means that you are given is the Yerusha. Yerusha is that car, okay? That's the only thing in money that you get that car is Yerusha. All other, my car is actually the guy. If you don't agree to accept the gift, for the same thing, not my kind of thing about the half of it. You usually get even about half, even if you don't want it. You get it. If you don't like it, after you got it already, so then you have to blame it to be not true. But you don't say, I don't want it, and therefore you don't get it. You get it whether you like it or not. And then later on, you can dump it if you choose to. But the Russian means that you get it even about half, and you are not a dollar boss to do whatever you want. You have to transmit it in its entirety to the next generation. You have no right to slip away parts from the Torah and chop off things. Sometimes the Chachamim had an assistant to chop off. They still have to come like a dozen or 30 to save the Akash, sometimes even the Torah. Sometimes the Harua Shol and Ibn Dukh there, but sometimes even the Torah. They had to make 30 Chachamim. That's for the Tumah Torah. The Tumah is very Tumah. Sometimes they had for the Tikkun of Klal Yisrael, the teacher that the Jews would do more deserving. Notice that in 4th Mir Shabbos, they had to do away sometimes with the Shabbos, they had to do away with the Shabbos, they had to do away with the Shabbos, and here and there they had to touch up a little bit. They did not tell you the Hayyar said in the milk, and sometimes they did it. But in principle, the Shmolika, they had no right to chop off the sections of the Torah, and they had no right to chop off sections of the Eretz Yisrael. As the Torah guys, as a Moyos, as opposed to the Yisrael, we are not the Balabasim to give away. Mr. Kaufman comes out and tries to know the reason why after his daughter sent Moshe Rabbeinu to speak to Palamath and Samus to speak to Bnei Yisrael to let them go. And Moshe Rabbeinu every day refuses to go for 7 days. Actually, 10 days. 7 days he has to debate with his wife. And then Moshe Rabbeinu is going to punish him for not going. And in today's schedule, this is a while after, not just a week after Pashas Mosh. Quite a while after, goes to Cairo, goes to Cairo, goes to Cairo, there's a whole historical thing for them. So day later, you see in today's schedule, after his daughter again, he sends Moshe Rabbeinu to speak to Cairo, and Moshe Rabbeinu again refuses. I got to tell Moshe Rabbeinu, the day by day, Cairo, Melech, and Cairo, Shalach, he's going to tell me, I said, I got to make the connection, then, hey, Moshe Rabbeinu, I'll let you, if he's Cairo, by me, I'll ask this one. So they're not going to listen, he doesn't want to go. So the Medes has a machlokes on this week's schedule whether Moshe Rabbeinu was punished for refusing or not. Usually it seems like the opinion that he was not punished. Unless it's schedule, that's it says that the Medes said he was punished. Anachik HaLeidi, why did he say HaLeidi? Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to be a Kohen and Aaron was supposed to be the Leidi. So now that you see that he keeps on refusing to go do the Slichus, that's why he's also saying to punish Moshe Rabbeinu, he's going to make Moshe Rabbeinu into a Leidi. His descendants will be the Zion and an Aaron will be the son. And this week's study of the usual year thing, because Rashi didn't say the other opinions of Medes. Based on the Rashi, we assume that he wasn't punished for refusing. So how come he wasn't punished and how come he does the same other? He really should have known from Pashas Mosh that it's wrong. He refused to live in the Zuwa for his death. Why does he continue to refuse? So the Nesha Chachma has a very interesting comment. But the Nesha Chachma doesn't explain the whole verse. He's assuming that you know what the big Tirof said. The Chachma seems that you know what Ravavala said over here. The Chachma says that he asked him. I got that saying, Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm like, Chavei Mebben Eishel, 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 Chavei Mebben But since then, I'm hearing a cry, sir, they should take it easy. The Jewish people are troublemakers. I'm serious. I'm running. I'm running. But many of the Jewish people have to be charged. They tell them, hey, sir, that you have to give the Jewish people a break. You have to take it easy. But apparently, at this time, and then the process continues. Oh, they actually based on those who made it, and because they came on, and so, oh, this one's been a lady, so there was some. But that's the first to his, because he asked us to shoot the lady, I'm not sure the island. used to tell you how to write the Yichus code. Why don't you write the Yichus at Moshe now? He said, because when I have to write the whole Yichus, I'm just starting to kill lazy. Even Tina, lazy never stop. Rashi doesn't explain why is Yichus the Yichus Miyachus is Moshe Biyam. Why do we have to write the Yichus at Moshe now? He let him know it can be true. In fact, it's Moshe, he let him know the Yichus. If you were paying attention to all the parts of the world from the beginning of Tumas till Smoke, you already know who Moshe Allen was. Why do you have to review again and talk to his quickly after the sister to say, lady, I'm not the Yahweh? So therefore, Agar, so you start off living in the lady and then you stop. Okay, you push the button on the computer till it says that. Living in the lady, then you stop. Stop him. What do you need lady for? You know, we already know who he was. So that brother explained that at this time, they said, Abena was Moshe Allen by stopping him and said, they were appointed to a position of lawyer. And Rabbanim, and the Jew is sent back to Malach HaMelech to take the lesson of the Malach, they sent back and come to him with the Mashma. That's the Gemorian and Teretik and Chalit in the end of the Gemorian. That when you appoint a Melech, or if you appoint a president of the Shul, or you appoint a president of an organization, whatever, Allah says, Yisrael Lachach HaKas Malach HaMelech, or Yisrael Lachach HaKas Malach HaMelech, or Yisrael Lachach HaKas Malach 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 One who lacks the Yichus, there were a group of people who had a better Yichus than he had. You had a club of Gaelim, I think they were seeing they had all the clubs. They had a club of Gaelim, so they can appoint a Gaelim as the president of the club of Gaelim. I'd say it's my club, I'd rather Gaelim. And if you have a Canadian club, or whatever, you have the Communist club, whatever club you have, you want to... They had a gay club in the CD University. But the people attacked, the A club, whatever. So you're not permitted to appoint a Jew. If the other people are not Jews, you're not permitted to appoint a Jew. Is it really a Jew club? Okay, so what I'm trying to tell them is that they're not permitted to appoint a Jew as a president of the government. Okay. So if you have Jews, you're not permitted to appoint a Jew as a president who are not Jews. Let's say, if you have to issue to the office, if you have to lay down most of the island, if everyone wants to write, who are Moshe Yahweh? They want to say, who are Moshe Yahweh? They are being requested. In order to explain how could be appointed by God and having any form of power not in some. They are being appointed now to a position of glory. And to do this, we have to say that they are not being requested. So that's why you say that the Holy Spirit. So the Master Chachma explains that in high time he doesn't spell out all things, he assumes that you know this already. That in fact, it's the area, it's not kind of that he's there for sending Moshe Yahweh to deliver a message to power. He's appointing them to a position as Manhuzi Hador, Manhuzi Kral Yisrael. So that's why the Mason says that's why in Tarsus Mason Abdel wasn't appointed as any position of Yisrael and Rabban. So he just said to be a mystic, to deliver a message to Mason, to deliver a message to Allah. So if he refused to do the Sigur of Akhari Koko, he began to be punished. Akhari Koko tells you to be a mystic, he's going to run to do the mystic. But in Tarsus Mason, Akhari Koko appointed, even if I don't do it down. A fancy is a position of Yahweh and you do this, so you get a higher three quarters of you to be free. You say, you get someone else instead. That's what the Master Chachma points out. The halakha is like that in the Gemara and in the Shulchan Aruch. When they tell you up for an aliyah, they're not supposed to be free. Because an aliyah is not considered a position, they haven't appointed you to a position of Yahweh and Rabbah. So anything, if the Yahweh is saying the Shleir HaKibur, so we learn the Mishnah, the Shleir HaKibur is the Shleir. That's a position of Yahweh and Gedulah. So the Shleir HaKibur is considered a position of Shleir and Gedulah, but the rest of the Kibur, that's what the Rechavet requires of the Shleir should be seen. We learn the Mishnah here that the Shleir says in the Kindergarten that a Gear, as he says, that a Gear is permitted to serve as a Shleir HaKibur for the Kohol. Even though the rest of the Kohol are not Gear. So what is the Chiddush? So the Chiddush was that it says that a Gear is... the Chiddush is a Chiddush. That a Gere can say, at the same time, let's say, I was saying, not maybe that I'm not, but he has to change in Yisra HaBiyach, and that's when he talks to me, he doesn't have to change in Yisra HaBiyach, he says, I'm saying, let's say, I'm saying, he doesn't have to say, let's say, I'm saying, that's what the Mechaber writes to him. The Pinedolim points out from the fact that the Gere can say that the Shleir HaSida, that's the Hechach, that he can be Mitzvah to a Minyan. One might have said that a Gere cannot be Mitzvah to a Minyan, because he's an exact to be certain of himself. We then have first talks to the Gere, saying, from the Meraglim, so that's how you know that you need it, but if you need that story, so what might think of you, that's Yisrael, that Gere may not be Christian in it, because it's just in a Yisrael, and Yisrael means that's Yisrael and the Lord Gere. So that's what the Pinedolim points out, you see to me it's in the Chabad, and it's not true, because the Gemara says in Erevin that the Chazan has to be one who is in service to the meaning. He wants that they all have to be in the same room. If you have half the people in one room, half the people in the other room, it's no good, and the Chazan has to be in service with the meaning. That some people in one room and the Chazan in another room is not good. Chazan has to interfere with the meaning. So that's what they discussed and came out with a very special to be service of class C guru, that there's no problem of allocating it to the billion, there's no problem of being a thousand to a million, no problem, everything is fine. However, we pointed out, based on the mission of the Scientist Theory, that if you're going to give the truth, to be the cousin of the school, not some this way, once in a while, everybody rotates, everybody has a turn to a guy in Phanom. This guy has a yard cycle, he's an adult, the guy in Phanom, it's 2 times a guy in Phanom, so that's not so much a position as the other individual. So that's the extent you permit it to a point of view. So if they go to service, the Shleich HaTziba, on one occasion, that the Jew should be appointed permanently as the Shleich HaTziba, that makes him a kind of service against Allah. It's been permanently appointed as a Shleich HaTziba, to consider their position as a Shleich. That's the violation of the Jews, and some person like, no, not the Master Chachma, some child is not, but even if they ask you, God found out at once, God by ask you once, not to him, not appointing you permanently as a Chachma, even to ask you once, the rest of the Jews are 50,000, you should refuse it. You see, the reason to serve once as a Shleich HaTziba is also considered a form of swear in the Bila. At the time we let go in the Bila, it's not enough to be a violation of this Bila, and some person in front of him is the Master. You have to figure out, when is it your violation, when is it not? It's just the question of Allah Almighty. Ask a similar question in a different case, because he says, "Ein misgazin l'gadol," that if an avangol asks you to do something, it's not proper to be misgaz, only applies if he's asking you to do something reasonable. But if he asks you to serve in a very high position of creator, and the avangol is then the benefit of those required that you should be misgaz. So here, the point of Moshe Rabbeinu is the chief rabbi of the world forever and ever. The benefit is required, and if you care, you might be doing something else. I don't know, listen, I don't. Aaron got married to the girl Elisheva, who is the sister of Nachshon. So she said, you're going to the same thing that she is the sister of Nachshon. So his mother says in Baradatya, you learn how to mix topics, and when you go out with a girl, you want to decide whether you want to marry her or not, you should be buried to Yachir. Then she says, Baradatya, you found a mama Hamet, you should say to the Yachir. You have to check out the girl's brothers, and his mother says, yeah, because there's our brother, my brother, and Yeah, he many of the children, most of the children will go in the footsteps of the girl's brother. So if the girl's brother is a tzaddik, not national. I mean, although, it's very specific that you should look into. If you don't like the brother, so don't marry the girl. Because you won't like the children, because the children will take after the girl's brother. There is a strong sister chacham in here. I never look at the sister chacham. But Rabbi Shmuel Shimon just put out a newspaper. And this is said that he writes that he four plain sister Chachamim that he almost fell off of his chair. So none of them is over here. So he says, the holy sister Chachamim writes that what it means to say is you only have to check in for the girl's brother. It doesn't matter who the father is. The father can be a criminal, a gangster, an agaya, and another whatever. He says, just check in for the brother. So he says, that is Allah Nisan Lahiyama. It's against the prophet. It doesn't say that he married Ali Sheba, first national. It says, married Ali Sheba, Basaminadab. Achas Nachman says that the girl's father was also. You know, he's all over the place. You have to check into the girl's father. You have to chat him out about Tana Pachan. It means you even have to check into the girl's brother. You even have to check it. You certainly have to check into the girl's father. It's a very important thing. People get married. So the things that you only have to concentrate on the girl, you're not marrying the girl's family. It's not so. You're not marrying the girl's family. But you have to make sure that the girl's father is a nice guy and the girl's brothers are nice people, because otherwise it will affect your children, it will affect your marriage. The pastor says, beginning of page 9, Eyan Hashem HaMashah, 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 What do you mean? Moshe Rabbeinu is Elohim Messiah. عجله. راشي شيء 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 مثل بعض بعض شغله هين لا تنسوا شيء شيء دايم شيء بالزلاجة بالعبال في الماكة في السيك اللي كاسته بس في أبراض المقاندرة في السيك اللي كاسته بس في أسا ماكة وين أينر تبني شيء يجيب الدايم بتاسه من أينر شيء هين ناكا the people say that the body is going to make all these markets, the man tapas me, the whole heart, that you can make a city session, and the man, how you start to say that the Jewish people should tell over, the man tapas me as a link of them, 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 link of the whole populace of the Ethan market is just for the dramatic effect. That if you leave a relation on the machine, they should realize that there is a material artist, that the body form is the god of the whole world, and then the machine. And then the sources know that they should know that our god is the true god, and we should have a story to tell over to our children. It's interesting. We usually assume that there is a story that's a market, and then there is a serious concern. And the body form later, they even missed out keeping serious concern. You need to speak in the things that's the reverse. The Rebbeinu Shlomo wanted to make a mix of keeping serious and something. And maybe, yes or not, just know that you have that to tell over. That's what it says in the speaking. That's what it says. The Rebbeinu Shlomo wanted us to be able to tell over the speaking of serious and something about Amunah. We know that Amunah is true. We know that our God exists and created the world and has power over the world and knows what's happening and has the ability to intervene and exists to it and does intervene. And in order that we should be able to tell all of this over to our children, and they same experience, I said, it's all made all the Ethermarkers. So one might perhaps think that that was the sole purpose of the Ethermarkers, just to teach the misleading of us and to teach the Ethermarkers, all of us, and to enable us to have the misleading teaching pieces up. But Rashi says, no, it's not true. They must have seen the Himmler fire that Moshe Rabbeinu is a dying, is a shaker, probably a shaker. So the perceptive stories in Shaker was just a list of various punishments that lasted for a year. Just because that's the maximum that you ever punish anybody for a year. You can't see this much here, only for a year. You don't have to stop for more than a year. Any given ready, you can leave it under a year. So the Gemara is the perfect state, list of the time to Gehenna and Yud Beis Tzedek. The maximum that a person suffers in Gehenna is Yud Beis Tzedek. That's why it says that you say Kaddish for the parents of Yishorim, so you say Kaddish for 12 months, because the situation is close to the Zohar. When the children say Kaddish, they pray their parents from the midst of Gehenna. Because the Amorites, like, because no one wants to demonstrate just their parents are suffering behind them for the full 12 months, so that's why they only say 5 for 11 months. That's the problem. Unless the parents are known to be the shrub, then you can't say 12 months. It's a covenant. It's to be paid in after the maximum of the 12 months. And then the perspective says the mystery that Amorites was the year they studied. The whole world was punished, so the punishment was the maximum punishment, 12 months. And the mystery of Mitzrayim was 12 months. That's what the perspective says. But from the beginning of the Ethermarkt to the end, 12 months. So this was a punishment to the mystery. And Rashi writes later, by the Mata of Spadera, the Olu, Sharaka, Yod, Padin, the Olu, Rodi, the Sefer, the Chabam, the Sefer, 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 the Bayonu Alamo, Umenu Hitzila Hapayonu. As the man on stage, the Gafi Ralef and Shmeis Rabba. The meaning is that this fact of Moshe on the island, the Yonah Satir Chalim Rafa Moshe of many of the Shaitan, to postulate what the Yonah should be. The Yonah said, not everybody deserves the same Yonah. Some, everybody suffers them. Sadeh, everybody suffers Sadeh. No, it's not everybody the same. Sadeh, some people suffered more than others. The Boy of Old, the Vey Shecha, the Vey Shavadecha, the cabinet, the ministers, who we are Nefa. The rest of the people suffered less. Or they suffered later, whatever. It was a difference. The punishment was different. It's called after the two matters after. To the extent that each one sinned, that's the extent that they were punished. So Moshe Rabbeinu was the dying over here, and he was leading out the punishment to the different people. The Maka of Chodesh, in addition to serving as a punishment for the material and for the others that they had done, and in addition to serving as for the dramatic effect. The man tapas me the whole horror, so the man, that's when he says to have what to tell over to the Christian time on Pesach night and every year. In addition to that, I said, it's also says in the end of Kaddish Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu says, you better let the Yisrael go through, and if not, then you're not to have this Dinsa B'Chayrecha. You're going to kill the place. So you actually place in the medicine on that person. What did he say? Not to say. That was Mazar order. If you don't let the Nisa go free, I'll make a maka, bam, and next will come Sadeh. What did he mention right away? The first thing he mentions is maka is the first. So you actually place in the medicine one and take the case. That when a melech goes to the dome and a heavy of wages war with his enemy, he doesn't want the enemy to know how much power he has. I don't want you to know that I have only 85 planes, and that's all. I only have 8 bombs, I don't have 8 bombs, I only have this, I have that. I'm afraid to tell you what I have, because I don't know what you have. I want to make believe that I have more than I really have. So the very Roman, he fights a war, he doesn't have 50-52. He says, the worst thing, he says, I have an 8 bomb. If you want to fight with me, I'll drop the 8 bomb against you. If you want to develop a high-speed bomb, you want to do bigger than I have, sure. So the Baruch Hashem tells him the final market, the worst market of all, market Kharis, which is going to be the ultimate market, he doesn't say first, I'll do Dham. And make believe that's all. Then he sees that that's not going to work, he's going to do Tzadeh, bring out some more bombs, then he's going to bring out healing and all that. No, he tells him the final bomb, I'll drop the final bomb on him. That's what Rashi says in the Medicine. So the Baruch Hashem doesn't have to hide his weapon, he tells you right away out front what he has. And he's going to win the war. The Baruch Hashem is going to win the war. But this Kerovet has had an additional suggestion. Perhaps our Pitzin from Israel, he thought that it means a little more than that. But the other Makos, all of the other Makos were a punishment for the machine. And it was for the dramatic effect that it would have. But also, Makos Kerovet had another copy. Makos B'cheres was the Yisir Sultan, was the Gemara of Yisir Sultan. He was learning in the Mishnah Berurah. When he learned Kodesh HaShiachma, before the Tzimah, so he learned to quote the Rashbah, quote the Tzimah, and he told me that on Pesach night you have to tell people Yisir Sultan Baruchet. And on B'chol Yom, you only have to say Zechir Yisir Sultan, you have to say Tzipi Yisir Sultan. You have to keep the Nimah. So we just say the last Kodesh HaShiachma, Amir HaShiachma, Amir HaShiachma, Amir HaShiachma, Amir HaShiachma, Amir HaShiachma. But the Yisrami and the Tzimah is the same, and the Rishabah says, that in the Chachira, you have to have a little more than that. When you say, Zechira to Yisrael Nassan Nechoyan. Not to tell over, rattle over the whole, tell over the whole story of all the rest of Matthew, but to have a little more than Arichah's role. Namely, you have to mention Matthew's Zechira, Tiyat Yamsu, and Kabbalah to Amartya Shaman. So if you count the Tiyat Yamsu, it's in the Kabbalah to Amartya Shaman. That's what the Rajab Tosin is suggesting from the and the Gemara Yisam, why is Makis Kher single guy? Why is Makis Kher and Tiyas Yamsin single guy from all of the other Makis on Adam Tadir Tinum? What is Tiyas Yamsin Makis Kher? The answer is that at the time of Makis Bechayro, the Nebi says that Tara was running around, so he started, he left his home, and he found Maitre Abbeinu, and he made an official government declaration at that time that until now you will have him to Tara, and the Tavir Elach Asriyu, the name of the government of Mitzrayim Asriyu, and I declare now that he will have the Hashem, and the high will have the Hashem. That's what the Medi says. Until now you will have the power, so there's nothing to say how about that. Now I declare that you are free. Instead of being my body, you can now be out there. And the high will have the Hashem, you can say how. So since at that time he made the official government declaration, saying to the Jewish people, and he's saying the governing. So Yeshi said, I'm going to tell you something. And now he doesn't say like that. Yeshi said, I'm going to tell you something. Means that at the time that Akadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu about the Brit Mila, so he dedicated to Gzeir Yez Arach Be'eretz Lelehaim Ba'avodim, you know, there was a double Gzeir, there was a Gzeir Tavdus, and there was a Gzeir Tzino, the Gzeir Tavdus was that we should be Avodim, the Gzeir Tzino means that we should suffer. The Tavdus means that there is a kingdom, the government of Mitzvah really had a kingdom out of the Jewish people, he had a status of Avodim. That's what some of the person points out. It doesn't make sense. Like, if they come to the Jewish people and they're suffering for so many years, and then they don't hang it into their somewhere in life. He takes you off now, but he tells you, they didn't listen to me. How can they not listen? No, if you come to slave me, come, I'm gonna break you out of prison, I'm gonna see you, I'm gonna take you into Eretz Yisrael. They wouldn't even get excited. They don't even get excited at all. The final answer is that, every tonight is not as come out to come every corner of that. Anything you love is the way every tonight belongs to the others, it's a share of the Hamara. The other tonight has such a mentality that he doesn't even dream of freedom. That's what that law has said. That, and that a Tanaimi is not Chayiv and Aliyah already. So the Yisrael the Gemara says, why? Because the Pasuk says, Tore Samu Samu Yidol Kol Tzuch, Hashmei Ha'odin Hashem, Nisa Eina Ra'ala Odin Yis Efer. The Yisrael says, 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 Yisrael cannot have a Hashtabia. Doesn't have a higher Hashtabia. He never strives on anything good. as a mentality of an object mentality. So that's the person who's not taught that he could enter into a relationship with a fellow government, to be able to let go and to meet with a better flow and to have a rendezvous with a female. But they come in with not taught. But he was apparently, but also a mammoth abroad. It wasn't just that they were suffering like slaves. There was a kingdom. The Egyptian government had a real community of mammoths. Everything was a people. So the result was those were abdus, the abroad, the unoikum, abdus, and the abdus was a real kingdom of mammoths. So at the time of Matthew, Pharaoh was in Shachar the Bnei Israel with a government declaration. So they have brought him to the government, so he declared that the time they end up, they have brought him to the Shachar of Israel. And the subject in the government would say, that this is on the Shachar, the Chayri Shalom, that from that time on there was never a Zerah Min HaShemayim of Abdu, the Chayri Shalom, there was never ever a Zerah of Abdu. So one person was a Zerah of Yisrael, Min HaYidya, and suffering, and all kinds of other things, but there was never a Zerah of Abdu. So when the Nazis made the Jewish people work in slave camps, after Allah we were in slaves. In the Islam we were slaves. After Allah we were slaves. But under the Nazis we didn't have a din of slaves. It was also like the din. In the Islam is also slave to din, but they had a kingdom over the Jewish people that had a sikhl. That required a sikhl. But the Nazis didn't need any sikhl. And they lost the war. That was the end of the unit. No sikhl was required. So the occasion at which the sikhl was accomplished after doing was the time of Matthew Bukhari. That's what the Medrash says. That the night of Matthew Bukhari, the Chassari, Pharaoh ran around declaring this government declaration that he's being the Bnei Yisrael. And Kriyat Yamsu was a literal situation. That's when they left the country. They walked out of the country. So that's why the halacha requires that every day when we mention Zakhira to Kirsten Khan, we only mention it Zakhira. We don't do the whole speech of the Bible. We just do the Kirsten Nimrod. But when we do the Zakhira to Kirsten Khan, we have to mention as part of the Kirsten Khan, not the Zakhira and Kirsten Khan. So that's what I've always suggested. Maybe that's when the end of Parshas Shmos, when Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Paro and delivers the message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, Shalach Bnei Yisrael. And if you don't say Bnei Yisrael through, you're going to have a head of the Zim from the Chayyaka. What does that mean? It doesn't mean I'm going to punish you. You're going to suffer. You don't listen to me. I'm going to drop a bomb. No, what it means is you better set them free. And if not, I will speak to you that you set them free. When you say Matthew's Chayyaka, that's the same you say when you see us in time. I will speak to you that you will set them free. Because at the time of Matthew's Chayyaka, that's when Paul said Bnei Yisrael through. It's not necessarily to be understood that Rashi said in the name of the Medrash that he's threatening him to punish him with such a great, but if you have it, so the Zohar says, I'm going to have my winner. If Sarah has said to me, he says, really, make a declaration that you set him free. If you don't listen to me now, I will think to you that you'll have to set him free memory at the time of Matthew's prayer. That's probably the reason why we had mixtures, the chief of slavery at this time, the reason for the ritual. How come you had mixtures that are very similar to Matthew's prayer? You have to be in a bank, and you have to call the name of prayer, the Matthew's one in his day, and you have to call the name of prayer, the Pesach Hamo, is it thing you have to do is a chief to become a chief of our after. Why don't we have mitzvahs there from the Gam, there from the Tzaveh, there from the Tzidim? Sounds funny, because we don't have any mitzvahs like that. So that's what it is. Why not? Why is it about the moment that mitzvahs there from the Matthew's prayer? It's just some kind of an answer there, a Chassidus, if you got what he said. But perhaps this is the answer. That it's not that we have a mitzvahs there from the Matthew's prayer. So remember, this matter over and above all the other matters. Now this matter had, in addition to the two aspects, had a third aspect. In addition to serving as a punishment, the Moshe Rabbeinu was a Elohim, he was a Dalim in the Sefer. And all of the other matters are punishment, and in addition to serving the theatrical purposes, I will mount up in the Chol Ha'aretz, the Master Tapa, the Ezra Bincha, Ben Bincha, and so on, in order that everybody should see all the wisdom in the floor to prove all the Sayyidah Samuna. The Master Bechel served another function, that was the Omer Yisrael Tincha, that's what twisted powers on to set the Nation up there. So perhaps that's the reason why we have Mitzvah Zecha, the Master Bechel, because Master Bechel is in the Yisrael Tincha. It's the same thing. A mitzvah zecher is kirsim tzad. We have a lot of mitzvah zecher is kirsim tzad. But the only makah that we have a mitzvah zecher a makah is not in kirsim tzad. That's the same, so it's not zecher to the makah. A zecher to the kirsim tzad, makah is kirsim tzad. Okay, so the first makah it says when Moshe Rabbeinu converted all of the waters of Mitzrayim into dam. כך מה אתם תהיו עוד פעמי ממצרים על מהר יושם על ילב על המן על כל מיצר נמד כל מיצר נמד all the bodies of water turn into blood the whole of them call it in some way to the water the answer came out of the iron all the water turned into blood then it means the Yachikin Hashem Mitzvah 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 It says in the earlier speaking, the higher dam chala is inside. Come with them in name. All the bodies have water converted into dam, so there's no more water left. So where are they going to get water? Whenever there was water, converted into dam. The Bali Apes is doing that this time. So it's just different than you see. Some of them say it's very active. Only the waters that were on the surface of the ground. Converted into dam. The waters that were deep below didn't convert into dam. And the Chachim and Yisrael dug deep into the ground. They got some underground sources of water, and that water didn't, was not converted into dam. So they were able to show that they could do it as well. So the Bali Atesh is here to show that it's not. They have to come some Sivir Tamayim and say, Sivir Tamayim and say, so when they dug Sivir Tamayim, did they succeed in getting water? Or they did not succeed in getting water. It says in Pasuk Chaf Dalet, "Vayachlech divas hayor, kilayachlech with a stiff man in me hayor." They couldn't drink the water in the oil, it was blood. So they got divas hayor. And what happened? Yeah, they succeed, they got water, they didn't get water, that is that. The issue says that some Rishonim say, and they got water. Only the water on the surface will be unturned into dam. Oh, so that's what the Chatunim did, that they dug deep and they got water. So all the Balaam Pesach say they can't believe that that's that in the Pasuk. Because, so what's the big mock-up? What's the title of mock-up? You don't get it. Mom is down to us. Same thing on the fourth. Huh? It's a little bit in her fourth anyway. Same thing on the fourth. You have to get it. Mom is down to us. So they're all good. So they say, no, that was a mock-up. It was very inconvenient. Mock-up doesn't mean you drop dead. Mock-up doesn't mean that they tie you down. Mock-up means like this. But they are feeling, doesn't mean that life stops. Life is a thing, an inconvenient thing also, it's a very inconvenient situation. If everybody had to go dig, and when they dig, they would succeed in getting one. That's what somebody will say. Yeah. Okay. They didn't bathe so much years ago until Whitney went to the cotton gym. People didn't bathe so much this month. Still cotton number yet. They stayed in the history book. You could bathe, that was not the summer. Once a year, I was telling whether they needed or not, they would wash some of the other adults. But they used to throw a lot of perfume on, because the body was so full of perspiration. They used to always, men and women, used to use perfume. And so they invented cotton clothing, and then they washed it all the time. And the people would bathe a lot, not throw a lot. But the minute that was saying, all over the world was not so. So very, very rich. Royalty, yeah. Yeah. The power was enough. Okay. That's what some of the things say, that only the water on the surface of the ground turned into dam. Other Balei Atesh say, he says, the water only turned into dam for a short period of time. It's a couple of hours. As long as the matter. The matter was that all of the fish died. That's how dog I said, yeah, nature. Because the fish need water to live. If you put fish in a tank of blood, they're going to die. So all the fish died. Then Matsuda say, Yoda say, and there was an awful smell. From the earth, so the water, they couldn't drink the water because of all of the fish, all the dead fish that were floating around. That's why it was a matter. But the water itself, any pond of water, any lake that didn't have any fish in it, so the water converted into blood, and then after an hour, it switched back, after 15 minutes, it switched back into water. So those areas where there were no fish, that died, that wasn't by Yuval Tayyot. So that was okay. So the Balei Atesh is kind of difficult to swallow. They say that, so why should it be called Makas Dam? Because Makas Kiva Sayo, it should be something else. Makas Dorsho, Makas Dorsho. Not Makas Dam. The Dam, it's a half Gadiah Chazen. Dam calls the fish to Dam. And the fish dog calls the water to smell. The water smell, that's what it's going to be. Should be called Makas Dam, should be called Makas Dorsho Namai. Another Balei Atesh said that it was only in Eretz Yisrael that the water turned into dam. In Goshen, in this, in Eretz Goshen, it didn't happen. Goshen is monthly. That's a monthly. Where the Jews live. Where there's only Jews living, so it didn't turn into. So the Chachamim went and they got water from Eretz Goshen. So let them get water for just to prove that they can do the same trick also. So they went to Goshen and got some water. That's the shot. very tough. That whatever the entry is, whatever the shaki is, it's a very difficult time to use. They told him what a conversion into Dham, and then it says that the Chassidim did the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. The Gemara in Sachin points out that the Sidon were instructed to go all over the place. Though the Sachin, the other world of the Sachin, the Chabad and Sachin, the they swallow, they would eat their bread, so the scabs would still be alive in their stomach. They would be jumping around their stomach. That's how the majority understand. It's all the secha. What is kind of effort is to jump into the oven? The oven is lit or the oven is not lit? The amount of the oven is lit. The oven is lit, they're going to get sick. The amount of the most unnatural activities are sent. They said the amount of things. It's said there, the most unnatural activities are sent. That's what the prophet says later. He says, get rid of all of these scabs. Whatever the tzadeya, all the people in the Nechotim, what the tzadeya. You can tell them, Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm happy Allah Shem, you have to have tzadeya, no, 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 get these tzadeya out of here. And Moshe Rabbeinu asks him when, and he says, tomorrow. So he says, okay, before I tried him in Chodim, the Chodim, Rabbi Dechni, I'm Echa, that's why you're a teacher, I'm not. He says, we got rid of all the tzadeya, then say we got rid of the tzadeya in the Tanu, he says, the tzadeya in Tanu, you get it? They can't jump away, you're a tzadeya alive. The frogs in the tunnel couldn't jump back into the earth as they were killed in the tunnel. That's what they were saying. So the Gemara says the Chabad was told by Zayya and made a kalachon. When they were about to throw them into the kitchen. So they made a kalachon, they're not at the frogs, they're not human beings, and they don't get any far. Nevertheless, they make a message to do the lesson of sin, to jump into the tunnel. So we, who are the best of the dam, and we have to help us, and we get fire, and we only, we certainly have to make an effort to jump into the system. What do you need a Kalahana for? Wasn't it a bit of Yahweh by Yahweh, no? You want them to bow down to an idol, and if not, you're going to kill them, because that's the dream. Let's say by Yahweh, there's a dream Yahweh by Yahweh. So God comes and wants me to work with Abu Dhabi, and he comes and he's going to kill me. The other thing is you have to give your life up. It's based on a kabachana from this tzadeya. It's based on a process. If you have to b'chol ha'atkan and b'chol ha'atkan, you have to listen on sefer. So it's based on a kabachana from this tzadeya. So the summary of the interview is like Tosu says in Sidu. Right, then in Tom says in Sidu. The Mora says here in every night. It's in the middle of the figure of Kamla the Ramana. The Mora says, in Mora Nagdil, the Hanan, he says, Azayya, have a tochel at Sloma. If they had beaten them up, they would have worshipped each other. The place is here, where are you sending it? How can I raise a good stuff? So I didn't send your husband out, I already got it. So the system could be that there's perfect stuff. Yeah, you know it's an issue, you know it after the Korean War. That the Koreans, the Chinese, when they took Americans and they broke them, so they kept on torturing them and torturing them. If you torture a person long enough, they'll give them to do whatever you want them to do. So that's the perfect stuff in the mind. Modern Abdullah Hanan said, I die, you have a prophet of Islam. If they would have put if you hold it down and you said, you'd be working over there, I'd shoot you. If I say, Yahweh, I'll give up my life, shoot me. So it's easy. So if they keep on torturing you day after day, hour after hour, and then after 20, 30 days of torture, they say, worship the Islam, and we won't torture you anymore. So the guy has no clear cuts anymore. So he lost his whole clear cuts, just to torture him. So that's the prophet of Islam in the mouth. But other Islamists didn't understand it like that. Even they couldn't visualize that to have a think that torturing and taking the guy's ability to ask you about because they didn't think that that's to be the moment. So the only thing I understood, if they would have harmed them a lot, they would have worshipped the stone. How can it be? Even though they still have the ability to turn down that offer. Even though they have the chiruchat to say that he wanted to give up our lives instead, So how could that be that they would worship the sun? So how did they have a yava? You can't say that you have a yava only means that you are going to give up your life. And the one side of prayer, you say, you worship that means that you kill yourself, say kill him. So that's easy. So you can. But if they say, either you worship that means that you are there, or it's going to pray to you, and before they started to pray to you. But I know that the curse is going to be a long run after, and I have the right to worship the Israel. The curse is worse than losing your life, and you're running the chul, the chul, after the medal of Sanskrit. Chul is not Sanskrit, after the medal of Sanskrit, but this is worse than the medal of Sanskrit. To stop the extended pain is even worse. These are words actually they pass, that it's even worse to worship the Israel. That's the same thing. You tell me that the Achaim just said, the Sami has a style of whenever you have an Aduna, let's say the husband is missing, so the wife may not be married, so maybe an execution, maybe an Amara, we don't know if the husband is alive or dead. So the Sami has said, it's a question, why do you say that the woman is not permitted to be married? Sometimes it's been gone for 50 years, there's a woman in the neighborhood. His husband disappeared in the Western Church 50 years ago in the middle of the Second World War, and they just found a plane. They just found a plane a couple of months ago. It disappeared over the jungles in Africa. And they never found anything that ever found the plane without anything. So a couple of years ago, they found the plane with those Martians, and they think, he found it in Bali. The body's eaten up already by the wild animals and the jungle. But that woman couldn't even know. So she just died. And they died before. I think she died before they found the plane without anything. So the time is, you found me, that's a question. Found me myself a time, it's a question. Why do you say that the woman may not be married? It's like a suffering for the rest of her life. Isn't it suffering enough to be mad to you for God or another era? You have to suffer for the rest of your life to remain stuck. You can't marry anybody. The family seems to answer that if before you realize, before she's in 86, you really realize you want to see other areas that you tell her is all the other. But that's why it requires that you have to suffer. Let's say it would be a case of food. Let's say a guy's on a desert island and the only food he has to eat is taste of food. And he knows he's going to have to suffer for a long, long time. He knows they're going to come pick him up in another month. So he can either eat bread and drink water for a month and suffer, or he can eat some kosher that has ham sandwiches. He can eat the kosher food. So he's in the food. And he knows that kind of profession. He doesn't think he's going to die, he's a doctor. And knows he's not going to die, he can eat all these grass and water. That's the misery. But he's found it seems to employ. The question is how many times seems to employ. That suffering for an extended period is considered this very nice is equal to giving up your life. And the thing is, when it comes to trying to do what's not there, nothing is to do to you. And when it comes to the reserves in the life of the Sikh Adam, the business of your whole body, you can give up your life. Sometimes they know that extended suffering for a long period of time is considered more than giving up your life. Even other reserves in the life of the Sikh Adam, they also violate, not subtracting anymore, and letting them do. This is something that the Rishonim had difficulty understanding them. So Rabbi Nisam comes up with a new answer. He says that the plumber that they wanted them to work, it wasn't all about Israel. He says it was only the spelling of the king. Some of them morons used to worship the king. But intelligent people didn't worship the king. Some people got down to the spelling as an act of cover to the mountains. And these are didn't really look at the bow down to the spelling of the Rishonim. And Hanan Mezor Mazayah refused to bow down to the throne as an act of Midas Chassidus. So they gave up their lives as an act of Midas Chassidus. That's what they're doing in time. So he said, you see that you're allowed to do a Midas Chassidus to give up your life. My place is to Rambam and Bali Akhil. That's where you have a situation. So the thing is that Yahweh Bali Yehoyed. So the guy threatens to kill me unless I eat a chazan. So the Jinn, if it's between our children, we say, look, it's in the presence of tens of people, so the Jinn is Yehoi Zayyad. If it's not that good, it's not that great, that's not, the Jinn is again Yehoi Zayyad. But if it's between us, and it's very tough of the Jinn, the Jinn says, I'm committed to eat the safe food in order to save my life. So the Rambam says, not only are you committed to, you're obligated to eat it, and you're not committed to volunteer on your own out of the middle of Chassidus to lose your life, but the Jinn has two itself. I have Jinn has two itself. If the guy travels the middle of Chassidus and he gives up his life, that he's chayim yitzel ha-shamayim, he lost his life already, it's considered that he did an avera for which he deserves mitzvah shamayim, and then he's a suicide. And Tosfos, and other Tosfos, it's not so, that sometimes you have a mitzvah chassidus to give up your life, even when the din does not really require it of you. So this is the Rabbi Nisam, which he tells us that he's a secret of Bali Akhil. He says that the tzelem was not really a tzelem of Bali Akhil, And perhaps that's the reason why the mother had to make her kal v'chaimer from the Sardaya. Sardaya was not mitzvah to give up their life to jump into the Tamil Echa. Yes, so the better sounds like there's going to be a matzah Sardaya, but then somebody can give some room to behemoth. A lot of people are like that because they're not really, so they get seven inches in the line. They're in the day, and I'm the day, and it doesn't give any inches to them. So how come the some of them volunteered to jump into the tunnel? Because they understood that that was the Russian Hashem, so they volunteered. It's not good to volunteer to be making up, it's the Russian Hashem. They volunteered to lose their life. So that's what Haman and the Sola Zaya passed with Dana Kavachan from the Tzadim. The Tzadim never had any mixes, they never had it all of them to give up their lives. And still around this day, the proper thing to do, and the situation was very much to make a map of Sardaya, that the Sardaya should be even in the Tamirim, so they volunteered to do it. They did not do it, so that's why Haram and Sarazai also did, as a voluntary act, people that didn't want the city to be up there. Voluntarily they did that. The Masaya, printed on the side of the Mikoros Gedolah, it often tells you how many times a certain word appears in Tanakh. It's the word of not going to tell you how many words that appears, it's the word love. Means if it's a rare word that doesn't appear more than 10 times, more than 15 times, then he's going to tell you how many times. The very time of word, he's not going to tell you. Yeah, and the word ha'al, ye ha'al, the Masorah writes that this word only appears twice in Tanakh. Once every ha'alat has five in my letter from John, the word is ha'al. The first part is in chapter 6 over here, in the era. Then it says, Moshe in the end of Chumash Bamidbar, Moshe was commanded by Kadosh Baruch Hu to take Aharon and his son Elozer, the Ha'alo, son Hor Ha'or, and to take off the big between his mouth and put it on Elozer, and Aharon is going to die. So the Masorah has it that the word Ve'ha'al appears twice in Tanakh. So the Masorah can sometimes try to figure out what is the significance of the Masorah. What's the significance of the fact that this word only appears twice in Tanakh? It sounds like there's some relationship between the two. So usually it's an Achen, and it's usually a Swedish term, Achen, the Aziz, one of the Balei HaTeku comments. And you say to Moshe's retaining, it says different Balei HaTeku, you have to know who the names are, of course, the Chosin, of course, the Chosin, it says different people. One of the names that you know who it was, of course, one of the Balei HaTeku says, why is only twice the Ha'al? He says, because the Tzadi knew that they have to do Yat and Achen. And he's demoted, the Kalachamah from the Tzadim. The Tzadim knew they have to be to the Kalachan. And Moshe and Aaron lost their lives, they lost their mountain, they also went to that to Moshe, the children of Israel. What exactly was the hair that they did is very unclear. Even if it wasn't not there, but Andrei Magrego was considered an Adair. Kalachan Makar Sanchemi quotes 10 different opinions. What exactly was the Adair that Moshe and Aaron? What did they do? This is the same with the and this can disagree with the other stuff. They all very good, all the time stuff on this stuff. But what's critical to me is that if you and I would have done what Mike and I very good, we wouldn't be promised to do this. We did dig it out there. Some of us even talk to us now. We did dig it out there and the Baratom left us go to Eretz Yisrael. We go visit Eretz Yisrael. We are buried in Eretz Yisrael after we die. Mike and I was punished, Mike and I was punished. He wasn't allowed to do it, he wasn't allowed to live here, he wasn't allowed to be buried here. That's a punishment, but we don't know exactly what that other was. If we would have done, we'd do those things in the northern territory. The father was at Tavay, that was with Tavay, for a person who was not there. So what did he do that he violated Tivu Hashem? So he didn't do the Tivu Hashem, now that's a Martin Hashem, but the Dashim has made the person he said. So that's what the Balei HaTeku say, that the how, this Masorah has it, just like the Tzadim understood on their own what the right thing to do was. So what was Tzabu? It doesn't make sense to put it Tzabu on the side. They understood that the right thing to do is, and they volunteered to do it. The Melchior and Aaron should have understood. The people of them, I believe, should have understood the right thing to do under their circumstances, and they didn't understand it, and that's why they were coming. A lot of times there are things that we have to do even if we're not commanded. We want to say that all of doing we have a Shulchanach. It doesn't say in the Shulchanach anywhere that you can't be a Bangu. It doesn't say anywhere that you can't come to be seen with sneakers on, or that stuff. You could go up and say, Melchior and Aaron didn't wear that. So Moshe Rabbeinu will have done the religious meetings with the wonderfully dressed, if you consider the dressed like Aristotle. Today, living in society, if God comes to you, he's wearing a lot of what's wrong with done the religious, it's outside the sun. It has a different connotation, means a different thing. The person sometimes has to understand, even if the thing is not mitzvah, even if you don't have an outside din on it, there is a way a person should understand how it's so fast, what is the correct, what is the proper way of Kiddush Hashem. We make a mistake when we divide everything into life into two categories, is not many times there, so it's a very good clock. Certainly, certainly, it's a very close, it's clever how you offer that type of Calvary. Because the Calvary is right, the people that can say, they think that it's three parts of human activity, but you're not allowed to do what you have to do, and everything else in between is probably true. Or they're wrong, so the Calvary says it's not correct, and it's not a real area of value too. The area of value is no fair for you. Everything in life you're required to do. You're required to do this, you're not allowed to do this, you have to do this. Each person should not have been God's right. It's not that you have an option to do it any field you want. No, you have to become a doctor, you have to become a lawyer, you have to become a revenue receiver, you have to become a work on computers, you have to become an accountant. Each person has to do whatever he's set up for. The reason why you call it very sure is because there's no Shulchan Aruch that's going to tell you, there's no stiff in the Shulchan Aruch, there's no stiff question in this field, it's our field. That tells you what field you have to go into, but it's not really very sure. Everything is straight to field. Every person has to go into some field or another, has to take a field that he's more cut out for, and how many hours does he should go, and how many days he should take a vacation, whether he should go to Miami for vacation, or should go to Yeshiva for vacation, go to Oto for vacation. Everything is, each person has to do, for his circumstance, whatever he's required to do. We call it gratitude, it's a lesson, mutual, it's not really correct. Not a gratitude, it's a thing for you to do whatever you want. It's the area where you have to be mad at Fresh Amarin, which is a real mitzvah right over here. It's Fagin, and Mecha Abeno, and Aaron, and Kamenikov Azari, and each person has to figure out in what way can we neither more as they came on. It's not a gratitude to decide how you speak, and what kind of a hairstyle you have, what kind of clothing you wear, and what your attitude would be. All of these things are really good and mixed up. You can really see them. You can really do them. We call it a gratitude because there's no such question in the Mishnah Berurah on this. No, the person should do them in the Mishnah Berurah, but it's not a gratitude. Why does Paro say you should wait till tomorrow? Very strange, you read the passage, very strange. Okay, Rabbeinu tells him, Lamassa had to look up. When should I sit down to the bank and say, where is come? Where do you want? This is tomorrow. Why not today? You've been the worst guy, you've been trouble. When do you need it? He says, yesterday. He says, get rid of this problem, I didn't want them yesterday. What did you say tomorrow? I'm not like that. I said, one of the Baruch Hashem is this, when he considers perfect God. I don't know, is this true? That the frogs can't live on a dry land for too long a time? The frogs have to live on water. So it says that the frogs can jump around out of the water for a couple of hours, up till a day. But more than a day, they can't jump around. So the fact that they have about the agents inside him does not say anything that it's an agent in the mind. Maybe it's a mystery, it's a mystery. The frogs jump around. If they last on a dry land for more than a day, they don't know that it's a real Makam and Hashemah. They don't believe. So he said, then he happened to go to the frogs and said, I'm not so sure that it's a Makam. Let him stay around for 24 hours. And if it's 24 hours, then I want to get rid of him. But he wants to see if they're not going to stay around 24 hours, then he doesn't believe that it's a Makam. So one of the Balaya faces says it's not. At the end of the passage, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu left the Rishon Moshe for him. But he went to God and talked to his girlfriend. Talked to Johnny Gimbal, all of them. The Rishon Moshe didn't tell her to live. He said, Papa, all of them. He got himself to his girlfriend. The priest said, Papa, why is the Rishon Moshe for him? He didn't want to dive in any of him. But he said he was Malay of Nibudim. I will see that Malaya Guru. I'm not God of color. You can learn to exercise Malaya very well. And one is prohibited to God, not to prophesy. One is prohibited to God in the presence of Torah, that the passage in the Holy Spirit. That's the Chesifah says, therefore, then she's all Machan Achkol is Lidl Chayav Eich Baba. They don't learn that from that part. You don't prophesy, you don't learn that from that part. You're doing that. You're not permitted to God, you're not to learn. Can I get over, can I get Torah, can I get my God line? That he's never been a baby, but now you've got that, right? And he's taken, you're always taken a little bit more than you have seen. So he's got mixed you. Only the beginning of what's in the 50 mixed you, what's in it. Called a gas to the death. You can do it so quick, once or twice. Take a gas to the death, but I see the shit on it. He quotes the mixture, and he divides every mixture to Mashiach of Hebrew Meister. So he tells you the rhythm of the mixture, that's Meister. He gives you a halakhah for the mixture, he gives you the kitzah, then he gives you a Vibur, he gives you some to do to do. And then Mashiach, he gives you Tamiha mixture. usually gives you 4,000 years later, then it gives you a Tichat Tigger, then it gives you a Tichat Bola, it gives you a different Tamiyam, an interesting thing. So you know he has an interesting original Chiddush. Once in a while he has a Chiddush. So he has a Chiddush that he writes, he thinks that one is prohibited to daven to Nezah Dabar Dizah. Let's say there's a test where there's an idol that people actually worship. If you have, let's say, a picture of Yashti, and nobody, people worship it. People worship Yashti, you don't worship this picture. You have a crook. But this is called a holy court. I mean, that's a symbol of Jainism. That the intelligent Christians don't actually worship the court. I'm told a lot of Christians in the soul and worship the court itself. People don't understand what the religion is all about. Like a lot of Jews, intelligent Jews, know what they're doing when they're doing this. A lot of unintelligent Jews don't exactly understand what the mystery, what the religion is all about. So it sounded just like we have such a division amongst our groups. That is very mostly. So the fact that the real Hamayna, they'll actually worship the court itself. It was itself such a course that actually worshipped this Tatya, so we should always go. You self collect this Kiddush, and you say to the Ashton Kadecha, that an actual thing about Abu Dhabi is referred to by the Torah as Gilulayhem. Gilulayhem. So Jim Golol is Torah, not permitted to Dhabi from other Torahs, they're not permitted to Dhabi from other Abu Dhabi. Do you understand this Pachuta? So Ramah has such a good man, he doesn't give us a margin of reality. So when the Jews used to travel, the businessmen used to travel on the highways and used to stay off in Gaon Shavim to sleep there. They didn't need the food there, the food was sick, but they would carry their own food with them. So the travel was, when they're holding by saying a bracha, watching the Kedayim, and a bracha, saying a bracha, a bracha, a davening, whatever. But there are more right of things, because you're not allowed to daven in the room, but there's an Ahirizoya that's a bangler. So Ramah sounds like a Ramah, it sounds like a family that needed Chassidus or something. So there's many thoughts that write in his case about Tzidach and Oath, Mikra Adin. Since the Tanakh calls it Gililehem, it's called Golo, it has the same status as the story. Ah, Chidus, so even just because it's called Golo, it's called a Golo, so the Nevada de Avei Rizal, it's a Dun. You have to be Nevada de Avei Rizal, you have to call it by a ridiculous name. So we call, also who is, we call it Yashke, we make fun of the name. We call it Christmas, we call it Dachmach, we call it Dachmach. It's not that we decided on our own. It's in the time, but we have to make fun of the religion. We also have some husband. We're not permitted to be cynical about anything. Call it to me, I feel a bomb in the community, I don't deserve it. We're only permitted to be cynical about our desire. Why? So, my rabbi used to say, he said, when it comes to our desire, the Jews should realize that we can't talk about it with a straight face. There's something. He said, well, this sheet and that sheet and that sheet. He said, yes, this religion, everything is happening, talk about Abu Dhabi. The state says, not Lisa and Hayama. He said, well, you have to talk about it in a cynical fashion. It's not a mystery out of the way, and it's kind of a Jew shouldn't be able to speak about a biblical Abu Dhabi with a state says. That's the most common. So it's a good thing. It's a good thing. It's not that in the past, it's in the world. It has to be Mishanus and Mechanus and the denial of the Abu Dhabi. So the pastor says that that's why the Tanakh is also already there in Gilulayhem. Not to say it's so gullible, but has it been like so, that you're not permitted to daven if you're going to Nezah and stay and they're like lying down. But has it been like so? What kind of a muscle is that? What is he driving at? So maybe the trap is like this. The Jews are doing the other day, and in the first of yesterday, he says a bracha. He says a bracha on Sisi Adam, he says a bracha on Sisi. So the doubt is true, but the Muntas is also not saying, we're about to get attached here, that often when you go to the slaughterhouses, it smells terrible there. There's an awful odor because of all of the blood that's all around there. So how can you say a bracha for such a good odor? You know it says that when you say yes, you're not permitted to daven within dynamical say yes. Even if you walk away, if there's a yes, you're not permitted to say yes. You're still not permitted to daven. So whenever there's a yes, you're not allowed to daven. So how can you daven if there's a yes? So the text you say in our letter is two kinds of yes. If you have a rechra from the chemical, it has a natural rechra, that's the rechra, that chemical. There are many things when you say chemistry, because in this case, in chemicals, it has a terrible, terrible odor. I remember what it was. The chemistry, there's always a terrible... Okay. It has a terrible odor. So whatever naturally has a terrible odor, that's not a problem. That doesn't cause a problem to start saying a rechra, it starts out and it starts out. It's only if you have food, like a person ate food, and the food originally was good. And then it was mixed up, the Hebrews, the Hesira, and then it converted into Sola. Or then you have to convert into Sola. It's a person vomit. And food also has vomit, also has a terrible odor. They also have the same thing as cold water, because it's something that originated as a decently smelling food. And now, because it decays, something happens to it and it changes its state, that gas is not letting down into the window. Or let's say you left some food out of the refrigerator for a long time, and it's cold. You leave it long enough into the refrigerator, it's going to cold. You see, vegetables, meat, fish, and it has a terrible odor. So that has the same thing as cold water. And see, there's not permitted to govern whenever you smell, whenever you can disturb this gas. So if you have a rough side, that's an actual rough side, that's okay. So what do you say then? What do you say to say a no agnostic? That something that hits the Hebrew is the Hishriya. So that's probably what the best of the death is rising on. That if you have a devil for Avedi Zoro, it's probably not as being used to Bahamwa. Then when they knock you, you go to Avedi Zoro, there is that hits the Hebrew to Hishriya. He killed it. He made it rough. He ruined it. He made it into a devil that's also Bahamwa. If that person's food, even out of the refrigerator for a long time, till it decays, it's going to have a dead odor. So you know, he doesn't have a dead odor. Unless you have soil, it doesn't have a dead odor. So you have to be still, not to Dalaram. If it still has a dead odor, you have to Dalaram, you still not let it down. But if it doesn't have a dead odor, just the thing itself, you're not let it down so far. So that is level here, it doesn't have a rare flaw, but still, if it does, it used to be normal, and then it became hit to his fila, because they worship it, and it became master Dhamma. But that's the style of what does the other desire over here? The other desire, the whole world is a behemoth. And the mother says, the behemoth don't become after Bahamah. The mother says, on the staff of the Bahamah, says, they are so on their head, only are so on their desire. Never that is after my desire, even after Bahamah. Only start to like a red, but it's neutral head. You can say, because it's part of like a red, that's also called good too. They say you have some fruit or vegetables, and they're a little bit spoiler. So you. If it's so spoiled that it has a dead odor, if you're not letting it down to the cold mouth and create some black cloth in this dead odor. If the thing is a little bit spoiled, a little bit spoiled, so that it can't, really has a dinner, see and so, has to adopt the history of the fear of the Dhamma. But what about over here? That's because the behemoth that's true is your cousin. The behemoth in the triune, but the nevad, I'm not going to hide you, it's only possible like a boy. That's called the Lehem, the nature, then it couldn't happen. That's the problem with it. That's why I say that by my old student, right from the state over here, he's bothered with that song. He wants to learn shots in the net, he said, if you live in the world, you really mean to keep them. It doesn't mean that it's full of other desire. There's no garbage collection out there. So it's full of prayer. But that's not usually the way it's taken. Usually we understand that net is a rational choice. It's a great thing for me, and that's what I can stop at. That Malaya, you live in the Malaya, where he was. He did say there was a little tattoo if he didn't want to be honest with everybody. But he said that to death, he said that, and see what he did. Because if he did that, if he hit to the history, he asked to get to the what kind of a history did he see to do? The thing is, only after another warrior. But that's a very cool history. It's like Sikha. Also after that, man. Mm-hmm. Good point. Tell me that. Ephes is Kapan. How did Nathan Abena Davin? Ephes is Kapan. The priest is Kapan. You find it from a lot of people down in different places in Tanakh. People down, they lift their hands up, and the Davin thought that it was also like this. But today they're crazy on Shohanath, and they're saying, Pastor, why didn't they Kapan in there and the Kapan Tilo? Why didn't they Kapan if you keep that piece together? You don't even find out in Tanakh. That's different thing. Why not going to stop me to dab this piece of stuff out? It's not like this. They have been a dab, they've done another dab. And if I look to the top there, come out and then make sense. Apparently everybody's dabbing like this. It's not a time. So when I suggest that we're going to later generation, when we stop and see that, why won't they stop in the piece of stuff out? They give different answers. And a lot of the Achaim give an answer because this was later adopted by the young girl who is old. Meaning also. Meaning was a common practice. That's what they're talking about. Gee, now, we didn't think of it for the 50s. Neil was not going to say it, but that's the way they say it, no? Neil and they say it, so. That's why today we don't allow anyone to kneel and to dab, and even they didn't have all of these people. So today, it's not some practice level we do. That's why today you said, now, I'm saying it to you, God, please, and stuff on. Since over the generations, the game had adopted this form of the same type of example, we have neglected. But then again, points out in the commentary on the beginning of the Messiah, if you cut off from all the men in the tent and get them done in Malayu, we're speaking about thinking, speaking about tshuva, we're speaking about dukkanim. You might think, well, time for everything and everything. You said, stop all, not a lot of dukkanim. Because that's part of the parishim sapphire. The point is that the two parts of the preaching sapphire. When you stand in dukkanim, so they hold their hands like this, with the palms down. And the people dive in, they dive with their hands like this, with the palms up. And it explains why. It gives up the muscle. Up the muscle to the first mitzvah myself has established. And have the balabai, he's giving it to the onim. So the army wipes the hand out, so he has his hand like this, and he's giving some money. The Baba has the money, so he's giving like this. So the one is giving, holds his hand like this, to give. And the one is receiving, holds his hand like this, to receive. So he thinks that he's got himself in the action, so he should give you something. Hold your hands out like this, so he should give you. He's going to hold like this, he's going to fall down, hold like this. The crowd are giving a drum, so they're the ones who are giving. They're representing this, and this they're giving a drum. We have often, but if I'm trying to use the drachma, so I don't have to hold it in such a direction, in such a position, and just to give you that drachma. So it's okay, you say, hold on to it. That's what the drachma is like, and it's commentary in the beginning of the Yisrael, and that's okay. The Rambam is bothered with the fact that the fact is that the Chayiz Gassan is low power, and that's why he did all of these other errors. So why was he, that's why he kept on after the Hebrew, and that's why he received the regiment for those people. Why did he punish? It's his clear factors of his standard. So why should he be punished? It doesn't make any sense. So the Rambam gives a prayer. The Rambam gives a prayer that doesn't hate the Hebrew. He talks about a lot about Hebrew. He's having this man of suffering. The Hamilamic is taking all this for this man of suffering. It's printed in a separate volume of the Kiddush, it's you. So you have a young Arifa Tamir, so you have a new Arifa Tamir. This class and this parish, if the Lama Kodesh, you can't know this. I'm just talking. The Medi Kodesh, you can't find a meaning in the Jaffa Kodesh, you can't against the events, and what's going on here? If you're a clear fact, if you suspend it, that will be punished for whatever you do. You didn't do it out of our own free work. So there's the Medi Kodesh, 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 and today's service. So the Shlepa Shemsi is that there's a concept of Meliyah Tashuva. Sometimes a person did have errors, and the person wants to punish him so much, but he wants it to be clear. The person knows that have errors. A guy looks like a big star. We don't know that he did any other errors. So he really, at home he does a lot of other errors. The person is going to punish him, people are going to wonder. Well, he tries to deserve that he should be punished. So the other person will suspend his clear fashion. It's important to do have errors in public, which will not be stopped, which will not be punished for. Because you have no clear effects, then everybody will see that the car of the guy, they won't stop, they won't know. And he was forced into doing this, and looked at them, how can you tell whether a person's clear effects are suspended or not? So everybody will see, oh, this guy's a big rush here. So then they'll understand why he's being punished. And I need to tell them, why is he punished later on at the end? So they have always got a good experience, and that's what he's got always got to do now. He's got always got to talk. That's what they want, remember? Because the concept of the new effects too, and sometimes a person does so many things that a person does suspend his clear effects, and he doesn't even give him the opportunity to do things. If he doesn't do things. He has to persuade that power was. Not that he was punished because of the fact that he refused to give in to second aid or three. His clear effects is taken from you. Punished for the other than he had previous reasons. And now that we show him the other answers on this concept. There's a lady who has a famous comment that comes from the shame. Many of them are facing on the summer table. Think of an Ezra, and I'm down, and many others have seen a person on it. So Yachar HaShem is very tired, it doesn't mean that he suspended his clear effects. If a person is under pressure, he's going to give in to that God, even if he doesn't have that God. So over here, tired is really a mean, evil, wicked individual. He would really want to keep himself slave forever and ever, not to let him go free. But if there's one from giving him one after the other, so it's quite the fact that I'd like to be in the room today. But I'm not there, I don't want to suffer all this. So the Yachar HaShem is very powerful. For himself, who just didn't suspend his clear effects, he gave him the purpose and effort not to succumb to this outside pressure and to be able to make a decision on his own. That he should be a shukr, that he should be able to have equilibrium. He shouldn't feel forced into anything. Once he had the freedom to decide whatever he wanted, so he decided again to do this. Each time power is used to get in and say, well, see, that was out of his own clear effects. He wasn't forced into that. The lesson, the Yachter and Kliba is the opposite of Yehoi Yisha Yehoi Zerach HaLeiho. The reason Yehoi Zerach HaLeiho, Tehoi Yehoi Lama, Bishit Yehoi Mochama. But the guy sees war, so he starts to collapse, and he doesn't have the clear effects, he doesn't have the courage to fight. But COVID mode is the opposite of Rafa Sanya. COVID mode means that despite the outside pressure, he's still going to do his thing whatever he wants. That's the Kirby Sanya. He wants to be there. If not, that's how the Beis Halevi has all other people to send him. Not even like that. But it doesn't mean at all that it's the Kirby Sanya that's the standard. Different Sunday points out that one of the times that I can go for stage, the reason why he's making all of these recent plays, non-stop is me, but I have it, and I'm the fact that he has been different than Sunday, so it's a lot of new time. One of the things in the lesson is written, a man who has most of the earth in Sunday. There should be a lot of lessons. There should be a lot of lessons. And several Sunday rides, this is a tradition. The reverse most of the earth comes as a representative of Rambam. So the fact that the Rambam lives in Egypt and wrote all of his time, that was the reverse most of the earth. Keepers are looking at these things, it's a knock. There's a reverence to the fact that he's going to be a Rambam who's going to live in Egypt and accomplish so much and pay them, you know, come on. That does a lot of sense. The problem here that in the first and second time, what is Moshe Rabbeinu request of Paro? That if he left in Israel, take a few day vacation and didn't have done it and then come back, and then they double cross him, then they do that. So there are time I thought it spoke to that kind of format. Why do they both come to bring about these fears and crying in such a fashion that they could fool Pyro? If the one thing is going to force Pyro, so that's when he's going to go free anyway. He said, let's go and go free freedom. Why your presentation? Was it so hard? Let your presentation being so bonus. It sounds like they're going to go free. That's where I kind of thought it was some kind of a Mahara on it. Why do they come want to back to that if you're doing such a freedom that you're kicking? I'll just say start in the passage differently. I'll just say we learn to demand in Gittin, but if the why is the next thing in the ad, then you have to look at it. The person says why. Not that there's an interest in every single term, but the practice is mana kanai was, and I've already never was saying that. So I don't sit down still and I'm just explaining. This is an indication, in a clear indication, that he has, it's like a Hedal Babin, it's a man in Babin, it's a Hedal Babin, that he has already said in three, he's said in three now. So this is a practice that we've never done, that the other one should put through and on the other. Yeah, I've never worked on it. It's not explained that the same is true here. That the archaeologists discovered some of the old laws of the religion of Egypt that they had to bring to Moshe Rabbeinu at this time. So one of the laws that they have in their book is that if a slave is ever allowed by his master to worship any religion, the slave is never allowed to worship any religion. The slaves will never be allowed to worship any religion, that's an indication that the master is letting us free. So when they say, Abena, yes, some power, let us take a vacation and worship God, they say, it's another way of saying, let us go free too. It's a lesson of fear. They say, let us go free, so let us worship the church, the religion of our church. And they know what that means to go free. There was a professor Kluck, coming up, we used to teach Tanakh here in the college, that was his real name. Professor Kluck, he was before my time. And he published the whole essay about years ago. Not that they didn't have a Renati stuff. I think before the Renati stuff was born, they had something else. Korea was on. And Ravi, one of the other publications of that. He printed a whole essay in Hebrew about this, explaining that he thinks that that's the collection. Well, first time there by midway was about another time. I was saying, they knew that in 3 days they're going to come back. That was a lesson of fear. That was the very thing that was going to be even done. Next week we met, I'd like to continue the message. I don't think I'll be able to say this here on Sunday night. I think I'm going to be out of town. Sure, I think so. So, the meet on Monday, you got this. I don't think I'll be here. So, the meet on Monday morning, we'll continue with the message at the end of this month.